And the question was asked, should one mechatchila wash one's negavas, or wash one's hands in the morning, next to the bed? So the Mishnah Brura brings, and the Kitz Shulchan Aruch brings, and many Achronim bring, that ideally one should wash one's hands next to the bed. Seems that, as far as I know, throughout the generations, no one did. Meaning the extra pious did, but the general populace did not. It seems that that's the accepted minhag, that one can go and wash one's hands in the sink within one's home. So then it seems that the accepted minhag is that one can wash elsewhere. So then the question is, okay, so what should I do? So if it's no skin off your nose, if it's not going to hurt anyone, if it's easy to do, so then why not do the more pious way? Why not wash next to one's bed? Usually that's not a big deal. All it takes is about 10 seconds of preparations the night before. You prepare a cup and a basin and a towel. Sometimes, if a person's going to wash next to his bed, so then he's a klutz and he's going to trip over it, and in the morning he's going to deal with cleaning the floor instead of going to daven on time. You see, that happens too often, so theoretically you could say, why don't you look where you're going? But practically, if you see it's not working for you, or alternatively, it could be that it wakes up his wife or wakes up his roommates, the splashing of his washing. So then we have to remember that the fact that it seems that people are knowing this way, it seems that people do not necessarily leave a basin next to their bed, makes it perfectly okay that we rely on that opinion, and a person could go to the sink and wash there. By the way, I find that it's easier to avoid spills to fill a bottle and close the bottle with a cap. Take a bottle like Yehuda's bottle, clean bottle, or clean out a Coke bottle or whatever. Fill it with water, leave it next to your bed. And then all you have to do is leave the basin and the cup there. And in the morning you pour in your cup, you wash, and you've done your thing. And to pour out the water after you've washed from it is not such a big deal. That's usually not so difficult. People's next stop is usually to the bathroom. The problem is, if it's going to sit there all night and the roommates are walking by and stuff like that, then it's more likely it's going to spill. But again, to each his own. There's definitely room to rely on what most people did up until recently, as far as I know. My understanding, and I think I saw it, if not Aruch HaShulchan, then maybe Rav Chaim David HaLevi writes, I saw it written also, but that was my impression before I saw it written too, that most people did not have a basin next to their beds and wash their hands into that basin. And so one could rely on that opinion. There is such an opinion that says that's okay, that within one house, the whole house constitutes 4 amos. But if it's easy for a person to do the other way, so then why not? Why not fulfill more opinions?
If someone had to fill up a water bottle instead of his cup with water, and because it's in the way, somebody might trip on it, can he put it under, or should he put it under the bed, or would it contract the tuma from food or water that's under a bed?
It says we shouldn't put food that we eat under the bed. I'm unaware of it saying it as far as washing, but could be. I'm not a Kabbalist. I don't know. As far as I recall, the Talmud says it about food that we eat that shouldn't be under a bed. I think so.
After the fed, he's allowed, no?
Okay. I don't remember it in the Mishnah Brura, but I think that's the halacha. I don't remember the Mishnah Brura saying that, but I think that is the halacha, yeah. I think so. I think that's what it says.